The Baxter Show.
I love it. I mean, it's very hip.
Albuquerque's alternative, 104.1 The Edge.
Hi, everybody. And welcome to your Friday afternoon. My name is Baxter De La Roca. Her name is MJ. And on the phone right now, my beautiful, young, amazing, spry, Nanita. Hi, Nanita.
Hi, Nanita.
What are you doing?
I'm going home.
All right, Graham, I have a question because we're continuing this series of asking your grandparents, questions that you've always wanted to know. And something that I've always wanted to know that I've never asked you, which is silly because I work for a radio station, who's your favorite, singer of all time? Like, who is your favorite, musical artist that you always, thought was the world of?
Singer, you mean?
Yeah, who's your favorite singer, yeah.
George?
Solid choice.
George Michael, Graham? Did you like George Michael?
No, I don't know him.
Oh, you don't know George Michael, okay. All right.
No, it wasn't George Strait. He died already.
Graham, George Strait is still alive.
Let me see.
George
he
Strait's still alive.
Loving her today.
What's that?
He used to sing, he stopped loving her today.
Oh, yeah, George Thorogood. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
Oh.
That guy? No.
I can't think of what his name was.
Head of the Bone? No.
What's that?
I don't know, Graham. The only George I know is George Strait. He's the only guy that I can think of.
Was that the no-show George? Oh, that's the one. Well, that for his concert, they would call him no-show George.
What? No square George?
Yeah, okay. No-show.
All right. You know what I'm gonna say? Just for the sake of arguing, your favorite artist all time, Graham, is Cardi B. You love Cardi B. Right, Graham? You love Cardi B?
I don't know that.
You know Cardi?
Like,
your bitch won't party with Cardi. You know Cardi? Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well.
You just cursed in front of your grandma.
I cursed in front of my grandma.
I don't know them by name. Usually I know them by song.
Don't you like that song, Barter Cardi?
Mm-mm, I don't know. Right now I can't sing.
Your grandson is messing with you.
All right,
now.
I'm going to leave it alone. You know what? You're right.
And you know what, Mijito? You're talking too fast. Slow down a little bit.
So there.
You sound like my
Take
boss.
That.
It's amazing.
One of radio's most popular programs.
The Baxter Show. Albuquerque's alternative. 104.1 The Edge.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show, bro. It's all sick. My name is Baxter. That's MJ. And it's Tuesday, which means you should listen to Lowrider at a very moderate speed driving down Central. And there she is. We talked to Little Baby Dreamer. What's up, bro?
Orale, ¿qué pasa, raza?
What are you doing, dude?
Nothing. Just sitting out here enjoying the nice weather. I haven't heard the ghetto bird, and no meth head has tried to tell me ninjas were chasing him. So I guess it's like a good day.
It's true, because it is Albuquerque. I love this place. I love being from here. I'm so proud of this state and the city I'm from, but sometimes, ish gets crazy.
We do. We need to make an Albuquerque version of Today Was a Good Day.
Yeah, absolutely right. You should do that, Dreamer.
Yeah. I should. That's like a good idea. You're like all smart.
She is.
Oh, I tried.
She has a college degree.
But speaking of ninjas, I'm not going to lie. I almost had the dropkick of Otto just now, eh?
Why? What happened?
Well, because, you know, I went to Bob's Burgers before I came here because it's Taco Tuesday. And so, I went to throw my wrapper. I was trying to recycle because on campus you got to recycle.
Right.
And there was some, emoji kid. Is that what you call them? With the dark hair and they look all sad?
Mm-hmm. Oh, emoji kid. Yeah, emoji kid. Yeah. Same thing.
Same thing. Sometimes they're happy, sometimes they're sad, sometimes they're caca. You know?
That's true. You know what? That's a very good point. Yeah.
And he was, hiding behind the trash, eh? And I didn't see him. And then he just said, hello. And then I, put my foot up automatically because you got to be on the through shots all the time, eh? I don't even know why he was hiding behind the trash. He's probably trying to stay out of the breeze or the sun.
Yeah,
probably the sun because emo kids usually are a little pale and they tend to hiss. They're like vampires, sort of, and they tend to hiss at the sun, you know?
He scared me. He scared the caca out of me, eh? I almost had a drop kick. I mean, he's lucky, eh?
Have you drop kicked a lot of people in your life? I mean,
here and there, you know. I accidentally drop kicked Big Russell one time when he made me mad. It was an accident.
Of course.
Well, you know, sometimes look, it's a reflex, right? Like, I don't like to go into haunted houses because normally when I get scared because of, you know, I throw the punch. I'm not trying to be mean, but yeah. You just throw the punch because you don't know what they're trying to do, right?
Exactly. It just happens. Or like when a car backfires, you think it's a gunshot, so you kind of duck.
You hit the deck.
Yeah.
You just hit the ground. Oh, man, I love it. It's very true. This is the way of the world. It's the way of the world. Yep. So what have you been up to in the week we haven't talked to you? Anything cool happen?
Oh, my son had an allergic reaction to amoxicillin. So
I think you almost said that, right?
So he had a rash. Yeah. You know, sometimes we're allergic to things, just like me. You know, I'm allergic to nuts. Every time I get near them, I get pregnant. And I swell up for 9 months.
It's true. It's kind of an allergic reaction. You're absolutely right. I mean,
yeah,
there's other things going
on. Me swell for 9 months.
Hey, do you have did you give some advice this last week? Do you have any dreamer advice?
I'll try to make it short because I know we got to wrap it up, but this one's from one of our viewers up north.
Okay.
It's a guy. He said, "Dear Dreamer, when I'm cruising around in the car in the summer, what's the best way to stay cool? I'm a ball on a budget, so I don't have an AC, and I start to sweat in places that I don't even know I could sweat in." Signed, Little Stinky from the North End.
Okay, a Little Stinky. So, yeah, go ahead.
My response is, "Dear Swamp Ass from the North End, no one likes a stinky cholo. You might look cute from far, but when the ladies get a whiff of those sovacos, they'll be saying, shale tamale. So the first thing you want to do is carry some tres flores with you, because that will cover up any smell, eh? Just put a little on your head, you know, a little on your huevos to hide the smell. And then, you know, after that, you're going to get a cold estropajo. That means a towel for my English-speaking friends.
Atta girl, yeah.
And then use it to keep your face cool and sweat-free. And then when you're done with that, use it to wipe your sweaty crack, cochino. Signed, Baby Dreamer."
Sound advice.
Again, if you guys need advice from Dreamer, she's ready and willing and able. Just send me an email. We'll get it to Dreamer. Hit her up on her Facebook page, on her fan page. That's, you know what? You have a knack for this, and I hope that you start making money at it, bro.
Orale, me too, eh?
You're listening to Baxter.
Baxter? Hell, I didn't even know her. Am I right?
Albuquerque's alternative, 104.1, The Edge.
Imagine Dragons, that one's called Believer. It's Albuquerque's alternative, 104.1, The Edge. My name is Baxter, that's MJ. It's our favorite time of day. Because it's Factor Crap time.
Yeah.
Factor Crap, Factor. It's actually just my favorite part of the day because MJ and I get to talk to you guys.
And we get to give you free stuff.
And it's educational, okay? So obviously you guys know how this works. You guys call in, 338-3343. We play Factor Crap. We have a plethora of concert tickets to give away. Hi, The Edge.
Hi.
How's it going, buddy?
Good, and you?
What's your name?
I'm Josh.
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 To answer your question, by the way, that I skimmed over, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. All right, Josh, you ready to play Factor Crap, my brother?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. A drome dairy. I've never heard of this. That's DROMEDARY. Okay. Drome dairy. Camels are rugged, two-humped riding camels. Sounds dirtier than it needs to.
What?
Drome dairy camels.
Oh, they're a type of camel. Okay.
Are a rugged, two-humped riding camel.
How much do you know about camels,
Josh?
I'd like to say that I don't know that much about camels.
You
and
me
that's
both.
Okay,
bro.
No one does.
Do you think that's a fact or crap? What are you thinking, Josh?
I'm going to go with fact.
MJ?
I'll go with crap, I guess.
Josh, say it's crap.
Oh, man, Josh, it's crap.
Okay, crap.
It's crap! Good job!
Now we all learn something about camels.
The explanation is the best. These double dumpers are actually called Bactrarian camels. All right, there you go. So
that's
you learn
great.
Something every day.
The more you know.
Exactly right. Hold on the phone, Josh. We're going to hook you up, brother.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.